The hack occurred between January 21st and February 25th. Visa and MasterCard credit card numbers were stolen, which in turn could be used to create counterfeit new cards. Amy Korn of Global Payments says the company has secured its system and a forensic analysis is taking place.
The investigation to date has revealed that cardholder names, addresses, and Social Security numbers were not obtained by the criminals.
Still, Visa and MasterCard have notified users of the potential for identity theft and illicit charges, and Visa has suspended its relationship with Global Payments while the investigation takes place. Kennesaw State Professor Herb Mattard, a data security expert, says this breach is a serious one, but it differs slightly from other recent high-profile cases like the one involving Sony's PlayStation Network.
Breaches like this have happened in the past, but nobody that was affected by this spill would have been knowledgeable that their card was at risk because they thought they were just buying groceries or gasoline or whatever. So that's probably why the scale and scope of this is notable.
He says the investigation is likely to be drawn out because breaches of this size are always unique to the specific security system. For WAB News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.